This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the Dogs Podcast with your hosts, Blake Reniker, Justin Charles, and Josh All.
What's up, Browns fans? Welcome back to another episode of the Dogs Podcast presented by Omaha Steaks. Josh All alone with you guys today, and I'm hoping everybody's having a great week. Everything's gotten kicked off to a good start for you. Rolling through this first week of May. I can't believe it's May already. That's crazy. We've got some, you know, rookie mini camp is this upcoming weekend already. Hard to believe that this stuff, football action is underway. Before long, we're going to be in training camp. We're going to be gearing up for the Hall of Fame game. We're going to be getting ready for the start of the season, preseason, all that stuff. Time is going to fly. So make sure you guys stay plugged into the podcast as we're covering as much of this stuff as we can, as quickly as we can, as often as we can. If you're watching on YouTube, please smash the like button, subscribe to the channel, and tap the notification bell so you guys don't miss any of the new stuff we're coming out with. And if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, specifically in the audio platforms, please leave us a 5-star written review. That is a great free way for you to help out the show. Just scroll down to the bottom of the app and tap 5-star written review. Leave us a positive written comment or two in there and hit submit. And that's all we need for that. So let's talk about a position today that the Browns need to address. And, you know, we've talked many times on previous episodes about how the roster doesn't have very many holes, but there are some positions, and this one in particular, where if the starter goes down or anything like that should happen, he misses a game or two, or God forbid, season-ending injury happens to David Njoku, the tight end position is very, very thin. And by thin, I mean there is nobody else really to speak of. Now, the Browns roster, of course, we do have other guys under contract. And, you know, I'm not saying anything here to be demeaning to any of these players, to any of these guys on the team. But in reality, behind David Njoku, there really is nobody left. The Browns have Jordan Akins, who we signed last offseason, still under contract. And while I was very excited for the potential Jordan Akins was bringing to the roster last year, it just was not realized on the field. He wasn't used, and it's not like he was missing time with injury. He was healthy. He was available every game, all 17 games last year. And Jordan Akins came out, had 23 total targets over 17 games, just 15 catches, 132 yards. And just to confirm that Jordan Akins was not utilized by the Browns, he played just 231 offensive snaps last year. That was the lowest number in a season for his entire career, just 19% of the offensive snaps. But he did play 138 snaps on special teams, which was the highest of his entire career, 27% on special teams. So we saw Akins last year, not an offensive weapon like we had thought coming into the year, more of a special teams guy. And granted, David Njoku was available all last season, so there was no real need for a second tight end to step up and play a big role. Even though, David, be careful, dude. You got to stay out of the fire, man. For real, stay out of them flames. But, you know, you can't bank on health for any position in football. It's not It's not practical. I mean, and unfortunately, it's across the board. Even the quarterback position. We saw that last year, not just in Cleveland with Deshaun Watson, but across the league. How many teams finished the season with their main starting top QB on IR? There was a lot of them. So it happens. Running backs, linebackers, cornerbacks, defensive tackle. Like, these guys get hurt. You have to have good depth if you want to have a good team. And right now, the Browns do have very good depth pretty much at every position except for this one. So today we're going to talk about three tight end options that, now this is, you know, of, there's been no reports from the Browns about any of these guys, not that I've seen anyway. These are just three tight ends that I'm looking at who could be very good possible options for the Browns to help bolster the tight end position, the tight end depth. So we've got one guy who was just signed as a UDFA. We've got one guy that I'm looking at as a possible trade target, and we've got one guy as a possible free agent target. So before we talk about these three players, I just want to go through currently under contract for the Browns. Of course, David Njoku at the top. His cap number in 2024 is $9.6 million. Jordan Akins behind him at $2.3 million. And we do still have Zaire Mitchell-Payton, $795,000 against the cap. He was signed as a UDFA prospect in 2022. He's been on the practice squad, but I just wanted to make sure I mentioned him because he is technically on the roster. And we've also added Giovanni Ritchie in free agency this season. He spent his first three seasons with the Carolina Panthers as like a tight end fullback hybrid. He has only caught 9 passes for 102 yards in those 3 years. But I mean, it's really just been one season of production. In 2022, Giovanni Ritchie caught 8 passes for 100 yards. So that means he's only got 1 catch for 2 yards in those other 2 seasons. So Giovanni Ritchie, like we talked about when we first signed him, kind of brought in mainly as a special teamer, maybe some tight end depth, depending on how the roster shakes out over the summer. But we have now added one more tight end to the roster, and he is the first guy that we're going to dive into on the episode. This is Treyton Welch, the UDFA signing out of Wyoming, 6'3", 240 pounds. He is 23 years old. I did talk about him briefly last week on my UDFA recap episode. In the last 3 seasons, Treyton Welch started every game for Wyoming. He went 19 for 163 yards 3 years ago, then 22 catches for 308 in 2022. And now this past season in 2023, caught 31 passes for 308 yards again. He has 77 career receptions, 874 yards, and 9 touchdowns in his time at Wyoming. So I put in my notes here, don't worry. These numbers are not here to impress your socks off, but that's why, like the Browns, we've got to evaluate players just beyond their production, especially when they're coming from these smaller schools. The level of competition isn't as high. The level of players' ability around him is not as high as if he had gone to a Big Ten school, or he played at Notre Dame or in the SEC or something like that. I'm not sure. I'd have to look it up to see who the quarterback was at Wyoming, but I'm sure the talent was not a top-tier level. Not everybody's Josh Allen, right? So the thing with Treyton Welch, and I mentioned this again last week, 8.75 relative athletic score. So this guy is an athletic player, and he's worth taking a shot on for the Browns because, as we'll see as I go through my notes here, he was a highly sought-after priority undrafted free agent for a lot of NFL teams. So Treyton Welch did play wide receiver in high school. He was, by all accounts, everything I've read, an elite wide receiver in high school. He was the 10th overall ranked player coming out of Minnesota when he was a senior in high school going into college, and he was a finalist for the Minnesota Mr. Football Award as a senior. So he did an interview with the Orange and Brown Report, and they asked him why he did not transfer to a more prominent Power 5 school during his time in college. His quote, "I learned loyalty, and it was important to me to be loyal to the agreement that I made 5 years ago when I signed a piece of paper saying I was going to be a Wyoming Cowboy. For the 5 years at the University of Wyoming, it was huge for me to be loyal to the university." So before the draft, Welch actually received phone calls from Brown's new tight end coach, Tommy Reese, and the new coaching and personnel consultant, Mike Vrabel. He said that the Browns texted him and they kept in contact with him all during the draft, all weekend long. And Mike Vrabel actually called him during the draft. So the Browns were clearly making a strong effort to stay connected to Treyton Welch over the course of the weekend. Like I mentioned before, he was a high priority UDFA. Several NFL teams were big on Treyton Welch and wanted to make sure they got him onto their roster for the summer. The Browns knew there was going to be competition to sign him. So he was asked, you know, why did you choose the Browns? He said, the Browns have opportunity in the tight end room. And that's, of course, why we're talking about this topic today. And also, the Browns did not draft another tight end during the weekend. So he knew that the path to not just having an opportunity to make a practice squad, but the path to actually making the active roster is there, open and available for Treyton Welch. That's why he chose the Browns. Now, per PFF, Treyton Welch graded out actually better than FBS tight ends like Jared Wiley from TCU, Theo Johnson from Penn State, guys who got drafted over the weekend. Welch had just one drop in all of 2023. 137 of his 308 yards came after the catch. That's 44%. And that was good for 4.3 yak yards per reception. So 4.3 yards after each catch is what he was averaging. 80%, this is a huge one for me, 80% contested catch rate. He caught 8 of 10 contested passes. Now, of course, that's not a high number, but it is a high percentage. That was the fourth highest percentage among all FBS and FCS tight ends. So again, Treyton Welch, 6'3", 240, not the biggest guy, but his history as a top-tier wide receiver prospect coming into college does give him a receiving prowess that could maybe shine in camp for the Browns over the summer. Brian Phelps on X said that Welch was grossly misused at Wyoming. A coaching change there was long overdue. So again, even though he's not the biggest tight end, like I said, he did score 75.2 pass block grade from PFF, eighth best in the nation, and a 73.9 run block grade. So those numbers indicate he's no slouch in the blocking department. So stay tuned on more information for Treyton Welch. He is a guy coming into training camp over the summer. He's going to be doing rookie mini camp this coming weekend. We're going to be watching the progress there to see, does this guy have a legitimate shot to make an impact on the Browns roster? Because we are just desperate for depth and reliability at the backup tight end position. And while we always talk about rookie tight ends take a long time to transition into the NFL, yada, 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 we still need capable players there. And if he can come in and maybe it takes him a little time to get up to the blocking learning curve from college to the NFL for a tight end, David Njoku can block. But if this guy can come in and relieve some of some of what we need him to do in the passing game, if he can come in and be a reliable second option in the passing game for the tight end position, that would be huge. So it's something we're going to be watching and we're really going to be paying attention because Treyton Welch, as of now, is scheduled to come onto the podcast next week. We're going to be interviewing him and letting you guys get familiar one-on-one with Wyoming Cowboys UDFA signing for the Browns tight end Treyton Welch. We are very excited for that episode. So again, YouTube, make sure you guys are liking this channel, subscribing, notifications so you don't miss when that episode drops. This episode is brought to you by Omaha Steaks. Browns fans, Mother's Day is coming up, and if you are having a cookout or a get-together with friends and family and whatever, you want to make sure you have the best food available, and that's Omaha Steaks. Head to omahasteaks.com/dogs right now. They're doing their spring sale, 50% off site-wide. Plus, you know it, you get $30 off your order when you use promo code DOGS, D-A-W-G-S, when you check out. Get all the good stuff for Mother's Day. Grill out some steaks, burgers, chicken, jumbo franks, brats. They've got seafood. They've got appetizers. They've got desserts. They even have wine. Everything you need for a great Mother's Day cookout or just any cookout this spring, make sure you get it from Omaha Steaks. They've got the best stuff and the best prices. This is a great deal. You cannot get better food for this deal in the stores. The stores are just screwing us right now. This is awesome. Take advantage. I've been promoting Omaha Steaks for like 3 or 4 years now because I love them. I buy their stuff all the time. The freezer always has Omaha Steaks. I don't even know what's in there half the time. We just pull it out and start eating because it's so good. Give it a try if you haven't. And if you already have, you know how great it is. Get ready for Mother's Day with Omaha Steaks at omahasteaks.com/dogs. 50% off site-wide during the annual spring sale. And get that extra $30 off with promo code DOGS when you check out. Minimum order may apply.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So the second tight end player that I want to talk about, the second tight end option for the Browns that they could be considering, or in my opinion, should be considering, this one is the trade, the potential trade that I would like to see. If the Browns did this, I'd be pretty pumped. If they went and got Brevin Jordan, the tight end from the Houston Texans. Yes, I know another interaction with the Houston Texans, but we just seem to be linked to them in a lot of different ways. And I don't really care where he's coming from. It's the player that I like. Now, Brevin Jordan, if you're not familiar, he's another smaller size tight end, but he is a guy who has good receiving skills. 6'3", 245, very similar size to Treyton Welch. Now, this guy has already played three seasons in the league, and he's still only 23 years old. So he's the same age as Treyton Welch, but he's already got 3 years under his belt at the NFL level. He played college at Miami, and he was a fifth round pick by the Texans back in 2021. So in his 3 years in the NFL, Brevin Jordan hasn't really had outstanding production, but again, like I mentioned in the Treyton Welch segment, tight ends, it is a much steeper learning curve transitioning from college to the NFL. And not very many tight ends can make that transition quickly. And if you pay attention, if you look back at tight end contracts and draft picks and things like that, very few tight ends actually sign a second contract with the team that drafted them. And it's because of this very reason. It just takes more time for these guys to develop. And I think it's why you see teams like the Browns just completely forego drafting tight ends altogether. Because we draft a tight end, it takes them 4 to 5 years to develop. He might not even be on our roster by the time he really gets to playing at his top potential in the NFL. So like I was talking about before the draft, the Browns have only ever drafted one tight end the entire five drafts that Andrew Berry has been here now. So they are understanding that learning curve, and they are taking advantage of not investing draft capital into it. And I totally understand it. Unless you've got an outlier prospect that you really think can make that jump, it's probably not even worth taking a swing on. But a guy like Brevin Jordan, and I'll talk about his contract situation, why I think he's a good trade target, but he has played 34 games in his three seasons with the Texans. He has 51 total catches for 525 yards and 5 touchdowns in his career so far. Now, he's only dropped 2 passes total in all 3 seasons, so that's very encouraging for me. He's a sure-handed, reliable receiving option. 311 of his 525 yards are yak yards. That's 59% of his total career yardage has come after the catch. I love that number. 6.1 yards after catch per reception. I think that is a huge, that's a good indicator right there that this guy can be used as a nice weapon in the receiving game. Get him the ball and let him work after the catch. Kind of the same way that we use David Njoku. He's got a 54.5 contested catch rate. He's got 6 of 11 total contested passes caught over his career. And what I like about Brevin Jordan, why I think that he could be attainable for the Browns. In his first 2 seasons, Brevin Jordan played with Davis Mills. Not the best quarterback to be developing with. Last year, he was bumped down on the depth chart behind Dalton Schultz. They brought in free agency, and he obviously, Dalton Schultz is a very good tight end. He became a very reliable and favorite target for C.J. Stroud. So Brevin Jordan's opportunities decreased, and Schultz just re-signed with Houston. So the Texans now have Dalton Schultz back at the top of their depth chart, and they just drafted Cade Stover from Ohio State. So the tight end room is getting crowded in Houston, and a guy like Brevin Jordan is now going into the final year of his rookie deal. So there's really no world that I see Brevin Jordan with the Houston Texans in 2024 having some massive breakout season where they're saying, we have got to re-sign this guy. We got to keep him under contract and bring him back. So, and that's because of Dalton Schultz and now Cade Stover being on the roster too. And they've got Stephon Diggs coming in with Nico Collins and Tank Dell. Their receiving options are disgusting. They really are. They have done a really good job of bringing in receiving options to put around C.J. Stroud. So a guy like Brevin Jordan is not going to get opportunities there, which means he is not going to get a second contract with Houston after this season, which means after this year, he just walks into free agency and signs with whoever he wants. So from the Houston perspective, what's the point in keeping this guy around just for this year to be a depth piece and then he walks away next year? If the Browns wanted to trade for him, it would be a late round pick. I can't imagine it would take anything more than a sixth, maybe a seventh round pick to bring in a guy like Brevin Jordan, who, again, tight end, hasn't produced a whole lot because he's super young at the tight end position, 23 years old. I can't believe he's 23 and he's about to be going into his second contract. That's insane. Which to me just says there is a lot of future left for Brevin Jordan. He was a guy coming out of college that I really liked, and understanding this whole process of tight ends in the NFL, it makes sense why at 23 years old, he still hasn't really popped. The opportunities really have not been there, playing with crappy quarterbacks on crappy teams in Houston and now being kind of buried on their depth chart heading into a contract season. It just makes sense for Houston. Well, let's just get a seventh round pick or maybe a sixth round pick, whatever it might take to get him. But I like the prospects of having Brevin Jordan on the Cleveland Browns behind David Njoku. I think he could be a very nice weapon in the receiving game, and he could be a very reliable option. God forbid anything happened to David during the season. Brevin Jordan could step up, maybe have a little bit of a mini breakout in Cleveland. And if it doesn't pan out and he has no production here, then we let him walk in free agency. No harm, no foul. We gave up a late round pick for, you know, to take a swing at a tight end too. With 3 years under his belt, super young guy still. It's the kind of move that I think Andrew Berry that likes to make. You take a low risk, high upside shot on a player and see what happens. This episode is brought to you by Bought In Sports. Browns fans, Bought In Sports is your one-stop shop for all your athletic gear. Bought In started out perfecting and manufacturing the best balls in the business. Yeah, if that sounded dirty, that's more about your mind than my words. But hey, it's true. Baseballs, softballs, footballs, basketballs, volleyballs, soccer balls, you name it, and Bought In has engineered the highest standard sports balls available. And now they offer more than just sports balls. If you got kids playing baseball or softball, Bought In has batting gloves and bats to go along with both game balls and training balls. If you're into basketball, Bought In makes basketball specifically for indoor or outdoor use. Heck, Bought In even has all the equipment you need for pickleball, which is one sport that I hear everyone is playing and yet I still never have. And I need to fix that soon. But don't miss the backyard game section of Bought In's website where you can order everything you need for this upcoming outdoor season. Pool balls, backyard volleyball, nets, croquet, bocce, horseshoes, cornhole, and more. Right now, you can get 10% off your entire order at Badensports, badensports.com/dogs, DAWGS, and use promo code DOGS when you check out. That's 10% off all the top quality sporting gear you need this season. Badensports.com/dogs. And finally, the last but also the number one option that I want the Cleveland Browns to pursue. And it's nothing against Welch and Brevin Jordan. Again, Treyton Welch is a guy that could, I still want him to be with the Browns if he shows out during camp and everything like that. Whether he comes in and he's like the tight end three, or he makes the practice squad and hangs out there for a year, whatever the case may be. This next guy here in free agency is the guy that I want the Browns to target, to pursue. And really, I'd love to see them bring in tight end Logan Thomas, formerly of the Washington Commanders. Here is your bigger body tight end, 6'6", 250 pounds. Now, he is 32, almost 33 years old, so this is your older veteran, but the dude has definitely got proven production to his name. In terms of that production, he is the most he's the most proven option that the Browns could explore right now in free agency or in trade, because you're not going out and getting any sort of high-profile tight end from another team. One, if they're a good receiving or, you know, just a good weapon tight end for another NFL team, they want him. They want that guy. And he's probably too expensive for the Browns, and they're not going to invest a lot of money in the tight end position after David Njoku anyway. Logan Thomas could be a good bargain, veteran, proven production type of player for the Browns in free agency. So Logan Thomas, he started his career as a quarterback for the Cardinals. He was drafted back in 2014. And then a couple years as an unsigned free agent, he decided to transition to tight end, signed by the Bills in 2017, signed by Detroit the next year. Finally, though, in 2020, he signed with Washington, and that's where his career as a tight end really took off. So in his first season as a Redskin or football team member or whatever the hell they're calling themselves, Logan Thomas, 54 career targets to his name coming into that first year in Washington. 2020, dude just explodes. 110 targets, 72 receptions, 670 yards, and six touchdowns, played 16 games. Just a complete breakout, dominating season for Logan Thomas. Followed that up in 2021 with an injury-riddled season. He only played in six games, just 18 catches, 196 yards, and three touchdowns. So at that point, it was looking like, okay, maybe this dude was just a one-year wonder. But no, in 2022, he bounced back, 14 games, 39 catches, 323 yards, and a touchdown. And now last season continued his bounce back from his injuries in 21. And in 2023, he played in 16 games, 55 catches, 496 yards, and four touchdowns. Logan Thomas has a low drop percentage. He had five drops on the 110 targets in 2020, but he has just six total drops in the 3 years since then. He's averaging around 4 yards after catch per reception the last four seasons. He's a pretty good contested catch receiver, 56% contested catch rate since 2020. And let's not pretend like he's been catching passes from any great quarterbacks either. None of these guys on the episode today have had a chance to play with a quarterback like Deshaun Watson. The biggest concern with Logan Thomas, of course, is his injury history. He missed 11 games in 2021, missed three games in 2022, but he missed just one game last year in 2023. So he's on the upswing. Yes, he's getting a little bit older, but 33 years old, still not that old for a tight end to be productive in the NFL, especially whenever he's coming in to be the tight end two behind David Njoku. That's better odds for sustained health, and he could prove to be a reliable target near the end zone with that large frame. Just think about the Browns being down at like the 5 or the 6 yard line, or, you know, inside the 10, around that area. It's first and goal, and you're going to roll out there a package with, you know, you got David Njoku on one side, Logan Thomas on the other, Amari, Cedric Tillman, and maybe Aiden Robbins. Or, you know, hey, maybe Nick Chubb is back and he's ready to go whenever he's healthy and he's down there. Your options, that is an offense that is very, very dangerous. And I really like the idea of what Logan Thomas would bring to the Browns, especially not having to be the main guy. I think that is key for him at this point in his career. By PFF's grades, he's not the best run blocker, and he can probably be considered serviceable in the pass blocking game. But as a former quarterback, I think that Logan Thomas's key abilities really lie in his route running and knowing where he needs to be on the football field for his quarterback. You see a lot of these college quarterbacks transition to tight end at the NFL level, and it seems to be, I don't want to say like a screaming success, but it seems to give them a little bit of an edge because they just understand a little bit better what they need to do from the quarterback perspective. So let me know your thoughts in the comments. Which of these three tight ends would you prioritize for the Browns heading into 2024 as the tight end two behind David Njoku? Because again, I don't think Jordan Akins is that guy. I don't know if he even makes the roster by the end of camp. Depending on how guys like Trayton Welch show out during camp, I don't know what they want to do with Giovanni Richie. If they do sign a guy like Logan Thomas or they make a trade for a guy like Brevin Jordan, things could get pretty dicey for Jordan Akins, but we need to make improvements at tight end. And if they make a couple of these moves, I think Treyton Welch is pretty much, well, he's a lock for sure to at least be around during the summer, to have an opportunity to make his case for a roster spot, or at the very least to make his case for the practice squad at the end of August. But these other two guys, Brevin Jordan with the trade, Logan Thomas with the free agent signing, these things, I really hope at least one of them happens for the Browns. So drop it in the comments. Let me know which one of these guys you prefer, or if there's another free agent option out there via trade or via free agency that we haven't mentioned that you guys are looking at saying, hey, this could be a possible option as well. Let me know. And, you know, we'll look into those things too, and maybe do an episode on your picks in the future as well. So we love hearing from you guys. Want to know your thoughts and opinions on all of this stuff. And hopefully the Browns are looking at ways to improve tight end here in the coming weeks before the team activities really ramp up in June. Then they take their little break and come back for training camp in July. So it's an exciting time to be a Browns fan. I'm telling you guys, this team is legit. This roster is legit. And if we're sitting here talking and doing a whole episode about the biggest roster hole for the Browns is the backup tight end, that is incredible. We've never been in this situation before in my lifetime. And I'm just enjoying the ever-loving crap out of this. So, want to hear from you guys. Let us know. Make sure you like, subscribe, tap the notification bell on YouTube. If you're listening on Spotify, 5-star rating, those are awesome. They help out the show. Apple Podcasts, 5-star written reviews help out the show. Love those. You guys are the best audience in the world. It's Cleveland against the freaking world, and you know it is. You know that's the truth. And I really don't have a whole lot else to say. We're going to be doing an Ask Me Anything live show, I think tomorrow night on YouTube. So stay tuned for that. If you've got AMA questions that you would like the Dogs Podcast to answer, and it could be anything from Browns questions to podcasting questions to movies, video games, Cavaliers, go Cavs, by the way. Whatever questions you have that you'd like us to answer, drop them in the comments anywhere on any social media, here on YouTube, wherever you want. We'll see them and we'll get to as many of them in the live show as possible. So until I talk to you guys again, let's go Browns.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Dogs Podcast. Make sure you subscribe on YouTube and follow us on Twitter at the Dogs Podcast. Get your thoughts on the show at thedogspodcast.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Catch those springtime vibes all over Arizona. Break out of the winter blues by hitting the water at one of our lake and river parks. Take a hike among the wildflowers. Just make sure to stay on the trails and leave the flowers for the bees. Discover Arizona's best kept secret and visit azstateparks.com/amazing to start your springtime adventure.